first thing I'd say is that urgent change and direction is now required to ensure that the future viability of our industry as Ireland's largest Indigenous employer. We've been facing enormous challenges, and this has been no secret, over the last 24 months as a result of unsustainable cost increases. And I suppose our message now at the moment to all political parties and candidates in the general election is that the tourism and hospitality sector should not be taken for granted, and that more needs to be done and safeguards put in place to prioritise our industry.
Obviously, Aisling, one of the key issues is the VAT rate for the hospitality sector, with calls from the industry to have it reduced to 9%, and there's been an offering of 11% from Fine Gael should they be elected as well. But there are a number of other key issues that the IHF want addressed as well.
Absolutely. Well, again, we are calling for a commitment of the reinstatement of the 9%. We're not looking for 11%. We are looking for the 9% of VAT for the hospitality, in particular for the food businesses, where low margins are already in place. And then we're also looking for a commitment for a number of policies kind of going forward, which looks at, I suppose, the cost of doing business. Obviously, the VAT's included in that. Air access, you know, removing the passenger cap to Dublin Airport, coupled with a wider focus on enhancing our regional airports' access and connectivity. We would like them to engage with us in terms of the training skills and give us increased funding for hospitality, the training and development through the National Training Fund. In terms of tourism and marketing, we're looking for significant increase in investment in tourism and marketing. Sustainability is obviously a key area, and we need targeted funding for a national hotel retrofit scheme to reduce carbon footprint throughout the sector. And access to finance, in terms of full review of state-supported financial solutions for business development, should be carried out to identify ways to further increase access to finance. And lastly on that as well, we're looking for exemption for tips and gratuity for our very hard-working employees.